Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.
Bills Titans Monday Night Football. The Bills look to avenge a loss last season on a Tuesday night in Nashville. We welcome in Teron Davenport covering the Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. You can read his work at ESPN.com, one of our favorites here in the sports bar. Teron, how's your season been so far, bud?
Hey, man, it's been great so far. You know, I got to cover some pretty good games, so I can't complain at all. How about you guys?
It's fun covering a team that is doing this the sort of things the Buffalo Bills are doing, and a fan base that certainly now all of a sudden loves to travel. Teron, we work with somebody that doesn't even have tickets. They're just going to Nashville just to be with other Bills fans this whole weekend there. It seems like that, you know, if Vegas is number one on the destinations I want to go for a road game, I would think Nashville has to check in at a close number two.
Yeah, I think it's a very close number two, man. It's a destination spot for these fans. You know, when they get the schedule, when they see that there's a game in Nashville, they want to come. And I tell you what, man, I kind of experienced it, you know, moving here July 29th, 2018, going to work July 30th, 2018. And in 2 weeks, man, I fell in love with the city, and I don't see myself leaving for quite some time. So it has that draw. It has that pull.
Love hearing that, Teron. We want to get to some of the injuries and talk about the health of the stars, some of the stars on offense of the Titans. Before we get to that, though, I mean, overall, put a grade on the Titans' performance so far this season. It feels like it's been a little bit of an up-and-down season, an inconsistent season up to this point for Tennessee. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would put the same grade that you give someone, you know, where they didn't turn in all the homework. Incomplete. I think that's really the best way to put it, because you haven't gotten to see Julio Jones and A.J. Brown on the field at the same time for an extended amount of time. You haven't gotten to see Bud Dupree fully back to where he needs to be. So those are some big additions, right? And Caleb Farley was drafted to help this team as well. He's been kind of in and out of the lineup, you know, whether it's an illness, a shoulder, or still working his way back from the back situation he has. So for me, it's incomplete, but there's a lot to be desired, too, because, you know, there were some times where guys struggled to get open. You're talking about 20 sacks that have been allowed, and there's an assortment of things behind that. Offense started out, you know, the first couple games just kind of sputtering, but then the OC tied down, and he kind of found his groove. So for me, it's still incomplete. They're giving up too many deep passing plays. They're second in the NFL with six allowed, second only to the Chiefs, who the Bills faced last week. So that's something to watch.
Yeah, start off with the Titans offense there, and they do have the new offensive coordinator with Arthur Smith moving to Atlanta. But you mentioned Julio Jones. Are things trending that we will actually see both the Titans' main receivers on the field Monday night?
Yeah, it's very, very likely that you'll see them both on the field. Julio Jones spoke to us today, and he multiple times said that he's ready to go. And a lot of the stuff with the hamstring, he said that was primarily precautionary. And, I mean, he was a full participant in practice all week so far. And Brown, he played last week And, you know, he has a hamstring situation as well. He said he would like to do more, but he feels like he's going to be on a snap count, you know, till into the season because they're trying to make sure that, you know, they preserve him for that late run. But you'll definitely, in my opinion, you'll see them both out there for sure.
Teron, we had the chance to kind of see this team up close last season, and it didn't go the Bills' way, but they did do one thing defensively, and that was, it appeared, with the exception of one play in particular, they appeared to slow down Derrick Henry. What's the key to slowing down the Titans' top offensive weapon?
Yeah, really, it's about not allowing him to get ahead of steam, like going to the line of scrimmage. You want to try to tackle him early. You want to stack the gaps, you know, and not give him opportunities to cut the run back because that's what he does really well. You know, everybody looks at his size and you say, oh, he's a big bruising back. No, he actually is a very good, not a scat back, but like a cutback runner that has really good vision and a quick acceleration. So really it's about, you know, getting to him before the line of scrimmage. And if you're able to do that, you do stand a chance. And that's something that, you know, the Bills did really well last year. I think having a guy like Tremaine Edmonds, who's so good against the run laterally as well as spiking those gaps and those type of things, that really helps in the run defense. But, I mean, that's something that this Bills team, you know, they're solid at every level. And that's another key in corralling Derrick Henry is when you have DBs that could tackle. Taron Johnson, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, these guys are outstanding tacklers. I remember a few years ago, actually the game in Buffalo, Trey Davis White tackled Derrick Henry one-on-one. So throughout that secondary, there are very solid guys, and that's the key because, you know, Henry's a guy that, you know, he gets to the second level and he can't escape and break off a long run. But if your secondary, if they're able to tackle and bring him down, that will prevent that.
Teron Davenport is the ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Tennessee Titans, our guest here in the sports bar. Teron, the Titans offensive line hasn't been up to where it should be. I think that's fair to say. Ryan Tannehill getting sacked a bunch of times. What is your take on here? What has been the problem? Is this getting fixed?
Yeah, well, you know, there were some times where guys up front just simply got smoked, but there's also times where you have protection sliding one way and there's a delayed blitz, and the running back isn't blocking inside out and going to meet that linebacker that's blitzing. There were two examples of that. You had against the Colts where Okereke got a sack, and then also against the Seahawks where Bobby Wagner got one. So that's not necessarily the offensive line. That's your running back and pass pro. But then you also have times where Ryan Tannehill has held on to the ball too long. You have other times where guys aren't getting open. And that's why you start to see a little bit more bunch formation, the zero splits, just to create that separation for the receivers. And this was, you know, when they didn't have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, you know, guys who were just going to beat guys, you know, on their own without it having to be schemed. And that's something that Todd Downing, he had to make that adjustment. So all of those things factor into, you know, the 20 sacks. It's definitely not just the offensive line. But I'll say this, they're very banged up. Roger Saffold has the yellow jersey on, the precautionary one in practice. Ben Jones, the center, as well as Taylor Lewan, the left tackle. These three guys, I will almost guarantee you that one of those guys will go down and then work their way back in the lineup. And it's something that you're seeing almost every week.
Yeah, Teron, I'm just looking over the roster for the Titans, and you see a lot of questionable designations in advance of Monday night. You also see a lot of injured reserve, and I know that their depth is depleted because of how many players are on IR at the present time. Defensively speaking, I mean, we got a couple of names that we're familiar with, Bud Dupree and Denigo Autry. I mean, who is scary on this Titans defense? Who's stepped up so far this year and been a playmaker for this Titans D?
Yeah, well, if you talk about the pass rush, it's Harold Landry. He's done an excellent job just finishing. He has 4.5 sacks. I think he's top three. I think it's like 20 pressures or something along those lines. But, you know, he's definitely showing out. He's, you know, managed to become a better closer and that he is actually bringing the quarterback down. That's why you see his numbers up. He will be a guy. David Long is an excellent player, former sixth-round pick. And, you know, he's coming here and just kind of taking over as one of the inside linebackers. So You know, just the way that he plays in space, he does that really well. Finds the football. Oftentimes you see him as the first guy to the ball. So he stepped up. Christian Fulton, who he hasn't practiced all week, but he's had a pretty solid year so far. He held DK Metcalf to one reception for 8 yards. As a matter of fact, he drew more personal foul penalties on Metcalf than Metcalf had receptions. So that definitely stood out. And Jeffrey Simmons collapsing the pocket, two-gapping, and just making plays in the backfield. So those are the four guys that stand out to me. Kevin Byard is on the upswing as well, you know, getting the turnover. So that's how I would answer that question.
Teron, we spent a lot of time on our show debating Caleb Farley, that for the Bills, or should he fall to 30? Is this somebody? Yes, great talent. Not healthy. What do you do? And so Tennessee kind of removed that decision from Buffalo, didn't fall that far. But you know, what was the expectation for Farley coming in? How's he done so far? And is this a year you actually kind of just let him get healthy here, and whatever you get from him this year, it's a bonus?
Yeah, that's really the approach. Whatever they get this year is a bonus. And, I mean, they felt that they had no – before the whole procedure with the back and everything in March, you know, they felt they had no chance at getting Caleb Farley. Because let's remember, this is a guy that was a top 10, top 15 caliber pick. So they're just looking at it as a luxury, you know, in a similar way of getting Jeffrey Simmons and just allowing him to work his way back and be an impact player, a value player at that. And I think that's really the approach. They do want to get something out of him, but I think they understand that, you know, being as though he hasn't played football in so long and he's still working his way, you know, distancing himself from that back injury, I think they understand that this year it's not likely that, you know, they'll get a Pro Bowl caliber player right now, but they definitely feel that he could be one of the best ones in the future.
Teron, how important has production from the tight end position been for this Titans offense? And we saw Jonnu Smith leave in free agency to go to the Patriots, and we're kind of wondering who would step up and take that role. It looks like it's been Firkser so far this season. Has he come close to Smith's production? Has he come close to Smith's performance so far at tight end this year for the Titans offense?
No, he hasn't, and I think that's been an issue with this passing game, especially in the red zone, because last year, Smith, he had 8 touchdowns. All of those came in the red zone. And you just saw Arthur Smith just move him off. I mean, the guy literally lined up in the backfield at times and shuffled pass and ran angle routes and stuff like that out of the backfield. So you're losing kind of like a wild card, whereas they would line him up outside over the numbers. They would line him up flex, in line, everything. So a little bit of creativity was taken away when you have a guy with Jonnu Smith's skill set. But I think really mostly in the red zone is where you're having the lack of help. You know, you look at the Jets game, they were just outside of the red zone, and Firkser ran a post route, and it hit him right in the hands, and he didn't bring it in. And that would have, at the end of the game, that would have set them up to be able to have a game-winning touchdown and not a field goal. You know, so there are some things that are left to be desired out of the tight end position. To be honest with you, you have mentioned Firkser, but it's actually Michael Pruitt who has actually been the most productive tight end for them. Just as far as key catches, third downs, he scored a touchdown last week as well. And this is a guy that wasn't even in the roster during training camp. He was with the 49ers, and he was a free agent. They did not decide to sign him, but then they brought him back a little bit into the season, and he's settled right in.
Teron, how many wins will it take to win the AFC South this year?
Yeah, I think 10 or 11 wins does it, to be honest with you. The Colts are struggling with injury. You got Quentin Nelson out. And they're just, I mean, they found a way to lose against the Ravens last week. They do have a soft part of their schedule coming up, so I think they're still in the mix. But, I mean, the Jaguars, we've seen, you know, that whole mess there. And the Texans have just as much of a mess on their hands. So, really, I think 10, 11 wins, you know, if they could beat the Colts in a couple weeks, that'll really cement them and give them a great opportunity to win a division.
Teron, what about Monday night? Is it too soon to ask you, to bother you for your prediction for Monday night between the Bills and the Titans?
We have a prediction on our 32 for 32. I do think the Bills will win. There's a score prediction on there, but I tell you, I do think Buffalo wins this game.
Yeah, what's the Bills last year? It was a weird, you know, playing on Tuesday and moving the game around. Yeah. And what
three
do you
turnovers?
Are the Bills? I mean, we sometimes we're pinching ourselves here. What we're seeing here, from where you sit, you're an outsider. What do you see in Buffalo?
I see a team that's good at almost everything. If somehow they could get more out of their rushing attack, I mean, they would be basically unstoppable, and that's really the one thing. But I mean, you have Josh Allen, that short yardage back is with QB power and that type of stuff. What he does in RPOs, you know, just as far as if they're a man defense and how their backs are turned to him, he could take off. There's a lot that he brings. So for me, you know, what I see, a team that's physical in all phases, a team that is just outstanding defensively. Leslie Frazier, Sean McDermott have done an awesome job with that defense, and they're an explosive offense as well. So they have the recipe. I mean, they could go far. They could definitely go far, but I just wonder how it's going to be when you have to go shoot a shoe and run the football in those type of circumstances. Mm. And that's really the one area where I could say, you know, the Bills aren't among the best in that. But everything else, they're right there.
He's Teron Davenport covering the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. Teron, what are you working on at ESPN.com that our audience can go check out here in advance of Monday night's kickoff?
Yeah, well, we just posted something in regards to Julio Jones. You know, he said he's going to be good to go on Monday. But I do have a post coming out on Derrick Henry and just, you know, the run of excellence that he's had over the last 40 games. It's amazing. No player has had more yards over a 40-game stretch than Henry has. So we looked at that. I talked to some of the guys that, you know, he's doing recovery with, and it just opened up about his durability. And, I mean, I don't think it's possible, but I had our stats and information group, ESPN that is, they ran projections, and we looked at, you know, two different models on what it would take to break Emmitt Smith, his record. But, you know, I don't think that's possible.
Mm. Teron, looking forward to Monday night. Thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate you bringing us up to speed on the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime. Appreciate you guys.
You got it. There he is. The great Teron Davenport covering the Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. Good with his time to join us here and break down the Titans in advance of Monday Night Football. The Bills traveling to Nashville.
What about the line for that game? It went from 3.5 to 5.5. There's been some movement on a lot of these lines this week.
Let's do something new next. Yeah. Talking about lines, let's play Bet on Buffalo. We got a special guest coming in, our friend Gavin LaMonaco from the Sports Lounge at Seneca Resorts and Casinos. And we'll talk about some of these lines this weekend, including that Monday night line that you're talking about that was moving a little bit here. Bet on Buffalo, brought to you by the Sports Lounge at Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get in the game at Sports Lounge at Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Visit the sports book at any Seneca Resorts and Casino location and see the latest odds in real time. Catch all the action on dozens of HD TVs with 24/7 self-service sports betting kiosks available at any of the three Seneca locations. There's no comparison. The Sports Lounge at Seneca Resorts and Casinos, nothing else comes close. Bet on Buffalo next.
Yes.
In the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.